This is Krista in the Morning Rush podcast. Krista in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Breaking bad news, never in an enjoyable position, although you guys seem to think it's kind of funny. Oh, calm down over there. It's not fun.
Enjoyable position.
Grow up.
This is what I deal with. Today we actually are speaking to our girl, Emma. Good morning, Emma.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, honey. So you emailed us because you have to break some bad news. Now, you're a nanny, correct?
Yeah. So I nanny for this little boy, James, and I've been doing it for a couple years now. And the flu has been going around like really bad this year.
Yeah.
So I, the other day I took him and we got a flu shot.
Okay.
I got one, he got one, and it went fine and all of that. And then a couple days later, his mom mentions that she doesn't get him vaccinated at all, ever. Ooh. Like, she doesn't believe in it.
Hmm.
And so I feel so bad. Like,
wow.
I never knew this. First off, I think I should have known this, but whatever.
Yeah.
I never knew this. And... yeah, I feel like I need to tell her though, right? Like,
well, I'm a mom. I think it would be kind of weird to have someone else take my kid to have my child get a shot without me saying it's okay. So she might feel a little uneasy about this, especially because she's anti-shots. Is that what you're saying? Vaccinations?
Yeah, she's like actually anti.
Mm. Okay, and you've been his nanny for a couple years or?
Yeah, a couple years.
Mm. Okay, I mean, I can understand you develop bond. You didn't think anything of it. I mean, it's a very small amount of parents who don't give their kids shots.
That's true.
Yeah,
and it's just
a
flu shot.
I was getting my shot, and it was just kind of like, he was with me, and so I just thought we would both get it. I guess I wasn't thinking, but.
Yeah. Well, you know what the cool thing, too, with the flu shot, now you don't have to necessarily get a shot. All they have to do is sniff something, your kid, up their nose, and it's, like, super easy for them. It's cool. I don't know. It's a cool thing to do. All right, girl. So you're going to break the bad news to, of course, this is really your employer.
Yeah.
That you vaccinated her child without her knowing.
Against her wish.
That's right, honey. Her wish. How do you think she's going to respond?
I
see.
Don't think it's going to go well. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've met some anti-vaxxers. They're pretty vocal about their opinions.
Yeah. Mm. Uh-huh. That's right.
But she never talked about this with you before, though, right? Like
She has never mentioned this before at all.
Right.
Like, weird.
Totally new information.
Okay. Well, I don't think that you are at fault at all, but she's her employer and it's her kid.
Mm-hmm.
She might feel differently.
Yeah. There's a lot of moms that might feel differently, but
flu shots are just scams.
Oh my gosh, here we go.
Here comes Shady, the anti-vaxxer.
Not anti-vax.
Emma, this is what's going to happen. We are going to mute her line. You'll be able to hear us, and we'll try to help you out in the end, but good luck to you. We're breaking bad news.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, Jean.
Yes? What's up, Emma?
Hi. I just needed to talk to you real quick. Do you have a second?
Yeah, I have time. What's up?
Okay. I just thought that I should let you know. You know how we had that conversation a couple days ago that you don't get James vaccinated?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
right. So I didn't know that, and I'm really glad you told me. Thank you for telling me. I wish I had known it earlier. I actually, last week, I took him and we together, we both got flu shots.
It's a scam.
Emma, it's a damn good thing this is over the phone because I have blood in my eyeballs. Why would you do something like that?
Flu was going around.
My permission. You didn't even call me. What is it? So did he get the cute Band-Aid? What did you do? I can't believe you've been with us for how many years, Emma? This is big. This is serious. You don't do something like that. I am so against all pharmaceuticals. Mm. All pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
What did you do?
I'm so sorry. I mean, I'm with him all the time. I take him to doctors. I take him to, I do all of this. I didn't think, and I'm so sorry.
You don't do that. This is my child. I've never given him, let him have any kind of vaccinations. I am totally, totally, totally against it.
I didn't know that at all. I didn't know, and I'm so, so sorry. If I had known, of course, I never, ever would have done that. And I shouldn't have done it anyway, but I didn't know. I have no idea.
We're going to break in. Hi, is this Jean?
This is Jean. Who is this?
Hi. I'm just a friend of Emma's. My name is Krista Shady and Aaron. We're from a show called Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. And
Emma just wanted to.
Yeah.
She let us know what's going on, and she was concerned. She was worried about how you're going to react, and it's your kid. We understand, but she didn't know. She's a part of your family, basically, at this point.
Well, I'm breathing very heavy right now. Go ahead.
We totally understand. Listen, I'm a parent of a 7-year-old, and I understand. I would have a hard time. I'm just saying. I'm not saying anything else than that. Taking my child and doing something without my knowledge, but she clearly was doing it from the bottom of her heart because she cares about your child. So again, it's just something that she did, and she feels really bad. Is it? Can you forgive her with this one? I mean,
let me calm down a minute.
I mean, at least it was. Flu shot. It wasn't like a.
Right. Well, you know, I love Emma.
Yeah.
She's been good to James. She's part of the family. I can't believe she'd do something without telling me, but she didn't know, and she probably thought she was doing the best thing for James.
Yeah. Aww. Yeah. Emma, and clearly you were. And, you know, we all make mistakes, especially, you know, we all work. So,
especially
again,
Aaron.
Especially you, Aaron. A lot of mistakes over there, Aaron.
But thank you. We understand. So.
You're hilarious. So is this going to be okay? Can we reconcile this and continue with a fabulous relationship as, you know, as her nanny?
Yes, she can. And she's very lucky she's going through you guys because you calmed me down.
Oh, yay!
And I thank you very much.
Wait, did we actually help someone?
Oh, we helped somebody.
Oh, my God!
That never happened!
Finally!
Get ready for a Rhyme Down Spectacular because I ain't got time for that rhyme.
Everybody knows it's about to go down. Yeah, honey. It's definitely going to get down right here, and we are super excited once again to be playing I Ain't Got Time for That Rhyme. And today is all about our girl, Nadia. Good morning, love. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So this is how this game is played. Myself and Mr. Aaron are going to battle out a rhyme, a song, basically, that we're going to rhyme. But you need to choose a particular word that we need to include in our beautiful rhyme segments.
Yeah.
So what word would that be?
Let's use the word styling.
Stylin'. Ooh,
you guys
I like
handle that.
Stylin'. Well, we know Aaron's all about that. So, Aaron, I'm going to have you kick this off.
Okay.
So, once again, we are going to battle out a song, again, with the word stylin'. We're not going to rhyme stylin' with the word, but it's going to be a song including... Oh, you can if you want. Including that word. So, here we go.
Yo, girl. I'm so stylin'. Every day, my nails be filin'.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
And my wits, they be guilin'.
Ooh.
Yeah.
There's no other words that rhyme with filin'. But I'm so fly.
So fly.
I'm just one of those guys.
Yeah.
One of those guys.
Girl.
I'm a pure sex machine.
Sex machine.
We knew that.
I'm actually lying.
I'm actually lying.
Honey.
All right, that's all I got.
Yay!
I'm terrible.
That was great. That was great. I loved it. It was really good. Okay. Again, we are including the word styling.
All right.
All right, Krista. Oh, this is a little funky.
I guess.
A little funky fresh.
It's true. I'm a mom. They know what they say. You got to take care of your kid anyway. We be styling at the mall to and fro. I said, come on, girl. Let's go. Get some makeup on that afro. I said, hell no. I don't want to go that way. No, no. I want to go to the arcade and have some fun. Dave and Buster. So that's begun. We're styling.
Why are you styling? Okay, you have better flow than I do.
Oh, God.
Damn.
What?
Where's the mic drop, Krista?
Mic drop.
These mics are expensive. Don't drop them.
All right, honey. So, again, myself and Aaron are battling on who was better. So, basically, you have to say, I don't got time for that rhyme. Basically, the loser.
I ain't got time for Aaron's rhyme.
Fair enough.
What?
I don't have any flow as a rapper.
I know. Oh, my goodness, Krista. Your flow is on fleek.
It was on fleek, right?
Yeah. Nobody says that anymore.
All right, honey, hold on.
Fire these days.
What was that?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone says fire these days. Oh,
your flow was so fire, Krista. It was lit.
Oh, yeah, it's fire.
It was lit. I was lit.
You were lit.
I love it. All right, honey, hold on. That was so much fun.
Download the podcast. Download the podcast now.